worship you this morning. God, we lift up your name. We declare that there is no name like your name. God, there is no one like you in all the earth. I'm going to say that again. God, there is no one like you in all the earth. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you're faithful to your people. God, we thank you that nothing is too big or too small for you this morning. in your spirit, and maybe you're saying, God, where is this promise? I feel like you've given me this promise. Where is it? Why is it not fulfilled? Can I tell you this morning that the Lord is good and he's faithful to his people? Last week after worship, I didn't even know why I did it, but I wrote out my testimony of God's faithfulness in my life 7 years ago. And I was broken. I was in a place I didn't understand why God's promise was not fulfilled in my life. I can stand here 7 years later and tell you that God is faithful. Going to sing that again, and I don't know what situation you have in your life, but I want you to declare over your situation that he's faithful. Your promise still stands. He never leaves his people. Goodness draws me to your side.
Christ many years ago to die for us. We celebrate this Christmas season because of the gift that He gave to us and the faithfulness that He showed through this gift. That no matter where we were, yes, we were sinners, we were imperfect, no matter what we have done, no matter how bad we have been, the decision we made, He still sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for us. And God, we thank You for that. We thank You for Your faithfulness, for Your love. Your love that covers all wrong, all sin. God, we thank You for Your provision. Whatever we may need, God, we know that You have it. God, all we have to do is say, God, we accept it. We accept Your love. We accept Your faithfulness. God, You are Lord. God, we give You all control of our lives because we trust You.